Happy holidays, and I do hope you're taking some time off to enjoy the end of this unique year. Indeed, it's been a really interesting year, one of a kind. To parents, students, and educators that survived this year, I'll say, cheers! You'll agree with me, this year brought out the best in most of us, if not all. As educators, we're always creating, always birthing new ideas, and this year birth and rebirth wonderful ideas from educators all around the globe. From virtual to distance learning, online to on-site, screencasting to Google Meet, I mean, the list is endless. I'll say we've done a really great job. The holiday season is a great time to reflect on what went well this year, what didn't go well, and how can we be better? I have with me in the studio today two students, one a high schooler and the other a middle schooler. Let's hear from them. After all, students are one of our important customers. Hello, Moisha. Hi, Brianna. It's great to have you girls hanging out with me today. How's the holiday going for you?
Good.
Well, I get to take a break from schoolwork, so yeah, it's okay.
Okay. I'm going to take you up on that, Brianna. You said you get to take a break from schoolwork. You sound like the workload was pretty much. Would I be correct if I assume that?
Yeah. I mean, this year has been so different from the other years of my schooling. I mean, most classes have to do with online. There's less time for socializing. It's been work, and you see less of people, I mean, face-to-face.
I can relate. But then, I believe your generation have a thing for social media. I thought you'd be happy with the idea of online. Moisha, you want to contribute to that?
Yes, you're right. But then sometimes online class discussions don't do justice to some subjects. What I mean is, some subjects are better understood face to face. And then there's the problem of internet issues. Sometimes you don't get access to your work on time due to internet issues. And even now, normal classes, face to face, I mean, is not the same again. You have to use your mask, you wash your hands always, no close contact. Well, of course, you get to do more tweets, WhatsApp, Instagram, just to stay in touch with friends. I mean, it's fun, but I do miss the way things were before.
Well, the only thing that's constant is change. So, Moisha, change is good.
I guess.
But I mean, I understand your point of view. I get it. So, moving forward, if you need to give your teacher an advice on what could be done better come next year, what will that advice be?
Well, first I'll say let topics be applicable to everyday living. For example, when I was able to relate two multiplication tables to counting my pair of socks, the reason for learning multiplication has more sense to it for me. So when I'm able to relate what I'm learning to what I do every day, then I understand it better.
Also...
Yes, Brenna, you want to add to that?
Yes. Yes, please. Also, in the area of online work, I'll say the videos or links to work online should have been checked thoroughly by the teacher before posting for students, because sometimes the work is just more complicated with some videos. So if a teacher spots it on time, it saves the student a lot of headache, if you know what I mean.
Oh yes, I quite agree with you, Brianna. Sometimes the link or video might even contain some words or pictures not fit for the age brackets of students it's been assigned to. So yeah, we need to be careful with that. Anything else, Brenna?
Well, it'll also be nice for teachers to listen to their students, no matter how small the conversation, the contribution to the class discussion may be.
Noted. Moisha?
I'll also like it if my teacher sends home notes about not just things I struggle with in class, but also things I do right. For example, when I get 10 over 50, yeah, send a note home. But also when I help a friend in class, for instance, send that information home too.
Absolutely, Moisha. I'm sure most of us do that. I must confess, though, I've been inconsistent in that area. But consistency is going to be my number one priority in the new year. Thank you so much, girls, for hanging out with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
There you have it, friends. Hope you've picked one or two things from our discussions today. I know that I have. May God help us in our quest for learning, to do more, to be the best. My name is Olamide, and thank you for hanging out with me today.